From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and China both formalized their ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement Saturday, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced the deal during a meeting in Hangzhou, which is hosting this year's G20 summit. Mr. Obama said that as the world's largest polluters, the United States and China had an obligation to lead the way.
Where there is a will and there is a vision, and where countries like China and the United States are prepared to show leadership and to lead by example, it is possible for us to create a world that is more secure, more prosperous, and more free than the one that was left for us.
For the Paris Agreement to go into effect, at least 55 countries, or those accounting for 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, need to ratify the accord. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke at a predominantly black church in Detroit on Saturday. Trump told members of Great Faith Ministries International that they have a role to play in the country's future.
There is perhaps no action our leaders can take that would do more to heal our country and support our people than to provide a greater platform to the black churches and churchgoers.
2 months before Election Day, Trump is trying to attract the vote of the African-American community, which traditionally has voted overwhelmingly in favor of Democratic candidates. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.